The Royal College of Nursing has said the ballot of its members represented an unprecedented move. Nurses will be asked to vote on action that stops short of an outright strike, rather a work-to-rule form of protest, which involved a refusal to work some unpaid hours. Well, the Royal College of Nursing has accused Stormont's Health Department of failing to make a pay award for 2015-16. Its director, Janice Smith, joins me now. Janice, good morning to you.
Good morning.
I mean, why is this needed and what kind of action are we talking about here?
Well, I think that nurses now in Northern Ireland are the lowest paid in the United Kingdom. They get an experienced staff nurse get £250 less than they would in England, and over £500 less a year than they would in Scotland. But I think it's a culmination of working in a system that's not fit for purpose, with extreme staff shortages, picking up duties that actually, if things were resourced and managed properly, would be done by others on top of their own work, working hours that are not paid. And I think they just feel it is December, it's coming up to Christmas. We know from our survey they're struggling to pay their gas bills, their electricity bills, their childcare bills, and they're suffering financial hardship, and they just feel both devalued, demoralised, and that they're being treated unfairly when other public sector workers here have had their pay rise.
See, there's a constant dilemma here for you and for other health workers, isn't there? You do have a lot of sympathy in the public because of the roles that you carry out. The problem is that if you then take action that perhaps would affect patient care, you know that will not go down well. So you're always walking that tightrope.
You absolutely are. And I mean, the college is 100 years old next year. This is the first time in its history anywhere in the United Kingdom it has balloted its members, and the governing body or council in London gave permission to the Northern Ireland Board to do that 2 weeks ago, in the understanding that it would be industrial action short of strike. And we know that nurses would never agree, or experience in all our dealings with them is that they would never agree to strike and to leave the workplace and leave patients.
So just
nursing care.
Just to be clear, when you say the first time ever in 100 years, are you saying the first time ever in 100 years here, or the first time ever in 100 years anywhere in the UK?
Anywhere in the United Kingdom.
So that is a massive step then. That is a huge decision to get to this point.
It is absolutely huge. And I certainly, as the director of the College of Northern Ireland, never envisaged that I would find myself in this position. So it is.
Would you be urging the members to vote yes at this stage?
Well, we have to agree with the independent electoral scrutineer, obviously, what we put in the ballot paper. But at this point in time, we believe that the members of the Royal College of Nursing in Northern Ireland are going to be asked, would you agree to take industrial action short of strike in relation to pay, yes or no? And if they say yes in that ballot, then we are at this minute in time working with nurses to ask them, what types of things do you believe that you could do in terms of industrial action that will not directly affect the nursing care that you are responsible and accountable for delivering to your patients? And we're working with that at the moment.
Has it reached a point where you would recommend a yes vote?
Well, I think that what we need to remember is we have got a board that is elected in Northern Ireland, and we've got a branch structure. And it will be in discussions with the board and the branch, who are actually the representative of our members. It was they who decided to take a vote in Northern Ireland. When they have that discussion, the board may well come out, and I think the likelihood is that it will, to recommend to the members of Northern Ireland that they vote yes for industrial action.
I mean, the minister, we've got a statement from him this morning, and in that statement it says that officials from the department have repeatedly sought to engage with the trade unions, who have refused to enter into discussions on a pay settlement for 2015-16, and the department remains hopeful that this will change and that unions will engage. I mean, is that right?
Well, it is not absolutely right, no. And I think we could get into a debate about what they mean by engagement. But what we will say is this.
Have the unions refused to engage to discuss a settlement?
No, what the unions have refused to do is to sit down and with a set sum of money that is less than half of what is required to give nurses a 1% pay rise, and to work out how that money is going to be allocated. Any discussions there has been with the trade union, with the departmental official, has been about, here is the money, how do you wish it to be spent? And what the trade unions have said is, first of all, we have UK terms and conditions, and we should not be negotiating them in Northern Ireland. Two, coming to the table and saying, there is less than half the money you need to give a 1% pay rise, how do you want it to be spent, is not a pay offer, and the unions are absolutely not going to get into discussions about allocating how that resource is spent. So what has been a problem is getting a meeting with the minister, and there has been a pay claim put to the minister in June, and the first meeting that they're having with the minister is actually tomorrow. So you know, we could get into a whole debate about who said what, but what I will say is, as the director, I have a careful audit trail of all the correspondence and all the activity that the college has been engaged in to try and get a pay offer for nurses in Northern Ireland. That has been reviewed by our council, and I'm satisfied as the director that we have behaved appropriately in this.
You've made it clear in terms of what the question's going to be. It's short of a strike, but I mean, looking forward, to what extent would you be prepared to hurt the public to get what you want? I mean, if you're not prepared to hurt the public to some degree, it kind of blunts how effective the strike can be. You know, a picket line at the Royal isn't maybe going to change Simon Hamilton's mind.
Well, I don't. If you asked nurses that question, they would say to you, we don't want to hurt the public at all. But what the things that are under consideration at the moment is, I mean, the IT support, for example, for nursing is atrocious in this country. And nurses find themselves continually in a situation where they maintain nursing records, as is their responsibility, and then they have to upload mountains of data into shared desktop computers to feed a system. And nurses have been raising that for so long, and they're totally frustrated. And part of this, I would envisage, will be they're saying they're not doing that. Nurses are required on their days off to do mandatory training because of the shortages of nursing staff and the way duty roles are being made out. And they're being expected to attend training on their days off and are told they'll get time off in lieu or whatever. Nurses are saying, we are not doing that anymore. That is not right. No other profession would be expected to do that, and why are we? So there are many things that they can do that won't hurt patients, but will make the system have a look at how nurses are being treated.
Okay. Janice Smith, thank you very much this morning. That's Janice Smith from the Royal College of Nursing. First time ever in almost 100 years that this type of action has the potential of happening. They're going to ballot. It looks as if it may happen.